Text 40.
Punya Druma Lata Jalai.
What's the tune?
Punya Druma Lata Jalai. Kujat Punya Mriga Dvijaha. Kujat Punya Mriga Dvijai. Sarvatu Pala Pushpadyam. Sarvatu Pala Pushpadyam. Vani Raji Shriyanvitam. Vani Raji Shriyanvitam. Punya Druma Lata Jalai. Kujat Punya Murgad Vijay. Sarvatu Pala Pushpadyam. Vana Raji Shriyanvitam.
Vaishnavis. Punya, pious. Juma, of trees. Lata, of creepers. Jalai, with clusters. Kujat, uttering cries. Punya, pious. Mruga, animals. Dvijai, with birds. Sarva, in all. Ritu, seasons. Pala, in fruits. Pushpa, in flowers. Adyam, rich. Vanaraji, of groves of trees. Shriya, by the beauty. Anvitam, adorn. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The shore of the lake was surrounded by clusters of pious trees and creepers, rich in fruits and flowers of all seasons. That afforded shelter to pious animals and birds, which uttered various cries. It was adorned by the beauty of groves of forest trees. Purport. It is stated here that Bindu Sarovar was surrounded by pious trees and birds. As there are different classes of men in human society, some pious and some virtuous, and some impious and sinful, so also among trees and birds there are the pious and the impious. Trees which do not bear nice fruit or flowers are considered impious, and birds which are very nasty, such as crows, are considered impious. In the land surrounding Bindu Sarovara, there was not a single impious bird or tree. Every tree bore fruits and flowers, and every bird sang the glories of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm going to read forward a little bit further, actually, until I get to a translation of purport that I kind of felt inspired to say something about. So, with your permission.
Matta dvija ganagustam, matta brahmara vibramam, matta bardhi natatopam, ad avayam matta kokilam.
Translation. The area resounded with notes of overjoyed birds. Intoxicated bees wandered there. Intoxicated peacocks proudly danced. And merry cuckoos called one another. Purport. The beauty of the pleasant sounds heard in the area surrounding Lake Bindusarovar is described here. After drinking honey, the black bees became maddened, and they hummed in intoxication. Merry peacocks danced just like actors and actresses, and merry cuckoos called their mates very nicely. Actually, I'll just read the translation. Next, 42-43 is, Lake Bindusarovar was adorned by flowering trees such as Kadamba, Kampaka, Ashoka, Karanja, Bakula, Asana, Kunda, Mandara, Kutaja, and young mango trees. The air was filled with the pleasing notes of Karandava ducks, plovas, swans, ospreys, waterfowl, cranes, chakravakas, and chakoras. Purport. For most of the trees, flowers, fruits, and birds mentioned here as surrounding Bindusarovar Lake, English synonyms cannot be found. All the trees mentioned are very pious in that they produce a nice aromatic flower.